This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Negotiators are close to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain, diplomats said Sunday, at the end of the latest round of talks. World powers have been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing moderate Hassan Rouhani. The chair of the talks did not say when talks would resume, noting the main problem continued to be finding a solution, quote, in this delicate balance, end quote, between lifting U.S. sanctions on Iran and reversing Tehran's stepped-up nuclear activities. The 2015 accord, promising Tehran sanctions relief in return for curbing its nuclear program, was thrown into disarray in 2018 when then-U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday, the White House said Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend Moscow's conference on international security, scheduled to be held Tuesday through Thursday. This is VOA News. Armenia's acting Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and his civil contract party took an early lead as votes were counted after a parliamentary election Sunday. This was set to be a tight race with former President Robert Kocharyan's political bloc. Pashinyan's party had 58% of the vote in the first figures published by the Central Election Commission versus 22% for Kocharyan's Armenia Alliance, the RIA news agency reported. Opinion polls had put the two parties neck and neck in a snap election the government called to try to end political crisis that erupted after ethnic Armenian forces lost a six-week war against Azerbaijan last year and ceded territory in and around the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Israel said Sunday it will allow the limited export of farm produce from Gaza 1 month after a ceasefire with the enclave's Hamas rulers to end an 11-day conflict. The crowded Mediterranean territory, home to around 2 million Palestinians, has been under an Israeli blockade since 2007. Extra restrictions since intense violence last month has meant Gaza's farmers have been unable to export goods as usual, creating a glut of produce such as tomatoes and strawberries, causing prices to tumble. Goods will be allowed out of the Gaza Strip through the Kerem Shalom crossing. U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico will remain closed to non-essential travel until at least July 21st, the U.S. Homeland Security Department said Sunday. The 30-day extension came after Canada announced its own extension Friday of the requirements that were set to expire Monday. The stipulation has been in place since March 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. government held working group meetings with Canada and Mexico last week. Aviation giant Emirates said Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus cases spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations in areas where they are required could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives remain slow. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.